always a blast to make sure that you have yourself creative work that's happening around Central South Africa. And one thing that's really different out here is the Afrofeast Music and Food Festival. To me, that sounds like a yummy situation and that I would really love to attend. And I think it's something that you might be interested in because it's a creative idea that actually has jumped right into Bloemfontein. And one other thing that I can tell you is that it's just going to be fire, fire, fire. And to tell us more about this wonderful event is the Afrofeast director, and that is Nomsa Mlenga. Nomsa, how are you?
I'm good, and you?
I am fantastic, can't complain. How's the day?
Look, it's been quite a hectic day because we officially have started with the build-up for Afrofeast on Saturday. So you can imagine that it's been quite a long day. We've already started with the stage and with the marquees and for the food vendor section. So we're actually excited because we are literally 2 days away to the feastful gathering.
Talking about a feastful gathering that's 2 days away, I have to say, 19th November 2022, it's going down. Tell us more about this event.
The event will be on the 19th of November, as we said, at Ramblers Club in Bloemfontein. And we have a feastful of a lineup. We have Mr. Philip himself, Casper Nyovest, KO, we have Black Diamond, Gossip and his daughter, and we obviously have our proudly free set artist, Lugudi, DJ Bins, DJ Shakes. We have 2.1 from Belcom, we have Djemba Nation from Kroonstad, and many, many more artists that we've got on the lineup. And on the food section, we have our proud food vendors that are all from the Free State. We've got Max Deluxe, who specializes in premium grills. We've got Matt Food, specializes in Mexican meals. So for example, your wraps and your tacos. We've got Angie the chef, and we are proud to say that we're going to be having Food and Things, which is a new restaurant that has established in Bloemfontein. So they'll be having a pop-up restaurant to give you the feel of being at a restaurant, but also can you imagine the vibe that will be there if you're literally sitting at that lounge having a perfect steak while you have your favorite artist on stage.
That sounds like a great, great idea. So what made you come up with such an idea? Afrofeast Music and Food Festival literally says it all. There is a package of music, a package of food, but all of this is dedicated to mostly the local talent, right? So what made you decide to actually say, you know what, events are happening around Central South Africa, and most of the time they're focusing on people that are from outside. How about we throw everybody from inside and grow the talent within the cities themselves, within the Free State? So what made you go for that whole let's build the upcoming and local talent?
I would pretty much say that with COVID that happened over the past month, it really put us in a spot where, you know, we had to have plan B. And you look at the entertainment industry, it's one of the industries that really suffered. So amongst that, we then decided to come up with something that was fresh, that was cheap, but also something that could bring people together. And I must say that Free State is one of those provinces that it's got so much talent and it's got so much potential. And we really discovered this during lockdown, where Yolo Goodies, their brand, they grew, where they were popularly known to be playing on Channel O. So with Afrofeast, what we also want to do is that in the coming years, we would like to unite Africans, you know, where we'll have African artists and they're able to share stages with our locals, because a lot of the times there's so much talent in the province, but because the guys are never given the platform and the exposure, we have then decided to say, let's give them the platform, let's give them the exposure. And what better way to do it by bringing it together, combining food and music together, because definitely with good conversations, good meals and drinks, you get so much out of it. And this is us to saying, let's showcase what the Free State is capable of.
Oh, that sounds great. Ramblers Club is where it's going down. So when people are coming, what exactly are you expecting from them when they come and attend the Afrofeast Music and Food Festival?
Tickets are available at WebTicket, and general tickets are still available at $390. And our VIP is going for $2,950. And what we're saying to the people is, bring your camp chair, bring your picnic your blanket. Obviously, we're not allowing your cooler boxes. We're not allowing any hubby, because we've got that sorted in the venue. And the reason why is also to say these vendors that are coming in here, obviously, this is them, their bread and butter. And we want to give them opportunity to grow their businesses. So we need to go out there in numbers at Ramblers on Saturday so that we can support them. So in a way, it's also to support the small businesses and to develop them and help them grow. So that's why we're asking all the patrons to say, let's go out to Ramblers, let's support all these SMEs that will be there, and let's give them support. But also to give support to the local artists that have got so much talent, and there's no other way that we can do this. So if you buy a ticket, you know it's going to a good cause. You're supporting your local artists, you're supporting your local SMEs. And so far, the response to them, a lot of them have also acknowledged to say this has been a great platform for them, and they're wishing that more opportunities like this can come out so that they can grow their businesses versus all the time be out supporting other provinces when there's so many talent. But obviously, because the platforms are not there, they're not able to showcase it. So at the end, this is us to say, let's support local, let's grow the Free State together.
That sounds so great. I'm looking forward to the food, especially since it's made by our very own local chefs. That's the one thing that I'm looking forward to. But what I want to know from you is that which dish are you looking forward to tasting first when you get there? Because I remember when you did the lineup announcement, I was there and I was looking at the different food and I couldn't even make up my mind. I was like, what's going on here? This is just delicious, delicious, delicious. What do I choose?
Yeah.
If I found it difficult, I wonder how you're going to find it. So what's the first thing you're looking forward to biting down in?
Look, I thought at some points I had favorites because we had the opportunity to taste some of these meals by the food vendors, and I must say that everyone is unique and all those meals are so tasty. So it's very difficult for you to say I'm going to go to the sushi because then you get to taste tacos that you've never tasted and they all taste so delicious. So it's a very difficult one to say which meal is the best. That's why it's better to go hungry and to go just to try and taste all the food stalls that will be there. Look, we're having 19 food stalls, so gates open at 10. So you should be able to have a nibble of everything and taste. And I don't want to say anything because all of them, they're my favorite. So I'm saying to the patrons, come out. And who knows, at the end of the day, you might find your local vendor that you're now going to be a regular to. So it's a very difficult one that I really can't even answer myself.
Plate wars. Eh? These plate wars are hectic. And I love the fact that you really, really took the marketing side of things very, very seriously, and you really placed these local acts and talents out there. Because I remember, and it was when I flew into Bloemfontein, I saw a billboard as big as it was, I was like, that is Afrofeast Music and Food Festival, and I'm recognizing only local acts and local talent, and I have to say, thank you for taking such great initiative in investing in the local talent.
Look, and also what we wanted to do is, once you land into the beautiful City of Roses, you needed to feel that you're coming to the home of Afrofeast, and that's why we were not going to be shy when we were doing our marketing. Hence, we went as bold as putting up a billboard at the airport.
I have to say no. Thank you very, very much for having this chat with me, Nomsa. Now everyone has a light, clear idea of where to go come the 19th of November.
No, thank you very much. And we're looking forward to hosting everyone that's coming to Ramblers Club on Saturday.
Thank you very, very much, Nomsa.
Pleasure. Enjoy the rest of your evening. And thank you to the listeners.
It's always a pleasure. That is Nomsa Mlenga right there, Afrofeast Director, giving you more and more about the juicy situations that's going to be happening on the 19th of November, 2022. So be there, the Afrofeast Music and Food Festival. I'm going to be there. You better be there. Let's all groove together and eat together. Remember, bring empty stomachs. That's what Nomsa wants. So check you out very soon.